This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them. 135 Mulcaster Street. Mulcaster Street, or Market Street as it was known in the early days of Barry, starts at the bay, where Carley's Wharf once stood. On its steep path toward the magnificent market building on Collier Street, Mulcaster Street boasted two hotels on the right, the Clarkson House Hotel and the Victoria Hotel, with shops and a military drill hall on the left. At Collier Street, Mulcaster Street was flanked by all manner of business and busyness such as the Mansion House, or American, Hotel, Dougal's Furniture Factory, the Fire Hall and Market Area of the town. Mulcaster Street continued upwards to Courthouse Hill, where the county courthouse, jail and registry office stood. Other important buildings such as St. Mary's Church and St. Joseph's Convent would be constructed on this section of the street. In the 1800s, Mulcaster Street extended to Wellington Street, and beyond, on what would later be renamed Newton Street, to what we now call Grove Street. Over time, Mulcaster Street was not open between Wellington Street and Center Street, now Gun Street, and eventually, it was not open beyond Sophia Street East. Mulcaster Street would terminate in a quiet dead end and at a beautiful old estate. The house at the end of the road, 135 Mulcaster Street, in historic The Grove neighborhood, was possibly built in the 1880s for John Kerr, a Scottish timber merchant, and his wife Alice. The property was sold to Daniel Quinlan in 1903. Quinlan, born in 1865, married Alice Hines at nearby St. Mary's Church in 1891, and together they raised six children. Daniel worked in the dispatcher's office of the Grand Trunk Railway, GTR, eventually reaching the position of dispatch chief in 1921, before retiring in 1930. Hold up. There was also another Dan Quinlan, the treasurer of the county of Simcoe. That Daniel Quinlan was born on his family's street, Vincent Street homestead, what many locals refer to as the Bell Farm. Quinlan's municipal career started in Vespera in 1895, as a councillor, then reeve, before he was honored with the wardenship in 1902. Quinlan later became active in the Agricultural Society, chaired the Barry Public Library Board, was president of the Barry Community Association and Mother's Allowance Commission for Simcoe County, and was a member of the Royal Victoria Hospital Board, Children Aid Executive and the Barry Kiwanis Club. This Dan Quinlan also attended St. Mary's Church and lived over at 49 Bursey Street, not far from the other Quinlan family. As for our Quinlans on Mulcaster, Daniel passed away in 1942 and his wife Alice in 1951. In 1954, the Camerons would move into 135 Mulcaster Street. Donald Cameron, chief administrator of Royal Victoria Hospital from 1965 to 1980, his wife Berta, the director of the Simcoe County Museum and their three daughters. The Cameron girls would go on to make their mark in the world. Eldest daughter Elspeth, Pidge, Cameron, was best known for her biographies of noted Canadian literary figures such as Irving Layton, Robertson Davies and Earl Burney. Her book Hugh MacLennan, A Writer's Life was nominated for the Governor General's Award and she won the W.O. Mitchell Literary Prize for her autobiography. Middle child Christina, scientific writer and architectural historian received the Order of Canada, is widely distinguished in the field of Canadian architecture, heritage management and world heritage. The youngest, Lexi, Alexandra, became an accomplished horsewoman and a successful veterinarian. Their gracious Victorian home, classically elegant inside, had splendid gardens around the sprawling grounds. A magnificent octagonal summer house, once part of the Gables estate, completed the attractive setting. Changes over time included a small addition next to a terrace at the back of the house and a greenhouse, since removed, where the original side porch was. The west side of the property overlooks Sophia Creek and Bursey Park. The shady, secluded end of Mulcaster Street with its charming century homes may just be one of the Grove's best-kept secrets.